Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kuf Yud. We're holding on the bottom of Kuf Tes Amud Beis, Ella Omer Rava. Rava is coming to answer a stira that we asked yesterday on Kuf Tes Amud Beis. We already had two answers to the stira, one of Rava and then of Abaya. And then Rava said to Abaya, your teretz doesn't work, and therefore I'm going to go and give my own teretz. Now let's remember what the stira was. Back in the Mishnah yesterday on Kuf Tes Amud Beis, the Mishnah towards the beginning of the Amud, it says Hakoymetz v'alavoynev haKtoiris, and the Gemara focused on Ktoiris. So let's talk about Ktoiris. Ktoiris, as you know, was brought every single day in the Beis Hamikdash. Machtisa v'boike machtisa v'orev. What did it consist of? It consisted of a mana worth, a mana volume of Ktoiris of different samamonim. And pras b'shachris pras b'naboyim. Pras means half of the mana in the morning, half of the mana in the afternoon. We don't know exactly what the volume is, at least I don't know, but as we can see from the Gemara, it contained numerous zesim. In other words, numerous kizesim, I should say. So let's assume, to make life simple, that the pras in the morning was, let's say, 10 kizesim, and the pras in the afternoon was also 10 kizesim of ketoiris. So what happens if a person is makter that ketoiris outside on a boma, on a makeshift mizbeach? According to one man, the yomer doesn't even have to be mizbeach. You can even put it on a sella or an oven. What happens if you do that? Says the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, shehikar miachas mihen kizayis. Even though in the Beis Hamikdash itself there was much, much more. One kizayis is enough to be chayiv on haloas chut. Rav Loza says, no, you have to go and bring the entire amount. And if the entire amount is lamoshel, you're 10 kizayisim, you got to do 10 kizayisim. One kizayis, you're potter from the din of haloas chut. So that was the loch of the Mishnah, machloikis tanakam, Rav Loza, fine. Then the Gemara asked the stira Rav Loza on Rav Loza, based on a comment of Rav. What was that comment? So if you go to the Gemara now, the Gemara begins with a brisa, Ton Rabbanon, Hamakter, looking at the brisa of yesterday, right after the Mishnah. Ton Rabbanon, Hamakter, Kazayis, Bachut. Now, we leave out one very important word, Hamakter, Kazayis. You see the hey in the Shinui and the Schois, or the Shitu Mekubetzes, and he adds the word Ketoiras. Oh, so we're talking about Ketoiras. Hamakter, Kazayis, Ketoiras, Bachut, you're a chayv. But it's got to be a Kazayis. Hamakter, Kazayis, Bachut is chayv. What happens if you have a chatzi pras in the Beis Hamikdash, meaning instead of bringing the full pras of Ketoiris, you only have a chutzi pras? And Rashi says, lav dafka chutzi pras, he's just trying to kind of be, if you will, dramatic, since you put in a pras. He didn't put a full pras, he only put a chutzi pras. But says Rashi, lav dafka, what really mean is a kezayis. So if you brought only a kezayis of Ketoiris, Bifnim, Shaitanim, more than your potter. So what does that mean that you're potter? So you skip a couple of lines, and Rav said, potter means your potter, ptur, tzibur. In other words, the tzibur has a requirement every single day to go and bring ketoiris in the morning and the afternoon. Rashi says the ketoiris doesn't specify what the amount is. There's no posik and there's no halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. It's left open. It's the chachomim, the rabbanim, that instituted that it should be a sheer pras in the morning and pras in the afternoon. So therefore, b'di'evet, if you just did a kezayis, you're yoitzah. And that's the loshen potter tzibur. The tzibur doesn't have to worry about bringing a greater amount of ketoiris. You did a kezayis, shishun good. You're done, you're yoitzah. Okay, so on the surface, this is all great and fine. The problem is going to be, Reb Zeira ikashli hakashli. We're now six lines after the Mishnah. Hodi Omer Rav Allah. Rav said about that brisa which we just learned, and in particular on the seif of the brisa we just learned, that b'di'evet your yoytze even with one kizayis of the ketoiris when you makter it. He said, Rav, b'ho afil Reb Lozer moide, even Reb Lozer of our Mishnah is moide. What did Reb Lozer in our Mishnah say? Reb Lozer, actually, akriv is kulon. Zafrei Timura, how could it be that Rav says about this brisa that Reb Lozer agrees that even kezayis is enough? In our Mishnah, Reb Lozer said, Lavatori hikomar. Reb Lozer says, unless you bring the entire amount, you didn't do anything, you're not yoitza. don't we have a stira? Well, in the case of the Mishnah, we're not talking about being yoitz b'fnim, but he's talking about being oiver b'chutz. And Reb Lazar seems to be the one that holds that you have to have, to quote Barry's word, you have to have the same template that you have b'fnim. You have to have the parallel b'chutz. So since b'fnim, you have to go and bring a full pras every morning, and then a pras in the afternoon. And about that, Reb Lazar says, the template is the pras, and therefore if you go and bring only a kezayis b'chutz, your potter, your poitachi akriv is cool, and you have to have the entire amount. So how does it say here in the braisa? Yeah, but if you did a kezayis, it's och good, and Rav says Reb Lazar agrees to that. Reb Lazar is the one that says, no, you have to do the full amount, both b'fnim and b'chutz, what's going on? That was the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi gave one teretz, and Abaye said that teretz doesn't work. And so therefore Abaye gave his own teretz. Now, even though the next Tikkun Gemara really focuses on a brand new teretz of Rava, but we have to go through that teretz of Abaye anyway, because the Gemara is going to refer back to it in another few lines. What did Abaye say? Elam Abaye. Bachtora bifnim kuli amaloi pligi. When you're talking about Bachtora bifnim. Now, what means bifnim? Bifnim means not bifnim in the base of Midrash. Bifnim means lefnai vilifnim. On Yom Kippur, what is the shear that you have to bring lefnai v'lefnim on Yom Kippur? Kuliyam lepligi, it's got to be a maloi chafnav, because it says that Harna Koyin took maloi chafnayim of the Ketores into the Beis Hamikdash. It one of the three most difficult avodos in the Beis Hamikdash. He had to have a chafina. Aha. Everybody agrees that that's the amount that you have to have. If you even have a drop less than that, you're not yoitzer. That's choik. You can't go and play around with that. That's got to be the way it's done. My way, the highway. So where's machlek? It's kipligi b'haktora d'chutz. The haktora that you do outside on Yom Kippur. Meaning, what happens if you have a person who went and took some of the haktoras from the Beis Hamikdash? What is he doing in the Beis Hamikdash taking the haktoras? I don't know. But Lamas, he did it. And he was makter b'chutz. So what happens now? Are you only oiver when you're makter a full maloi chofnayim? Or maybe like every day of the year? Because every day of the year, how much do you bring? You bring a pras and a pras. And on that, our Gemara holds that even Reb Lazar would agree that b'dievet, if you only bring a kezayis on a daily basis, you're yoitza. And that's what Rav said about that braisa. That even Reb Lazar would agree that p'tur tzibur, as long as you put a kezayis, that's enough. Why is that enough? Because the Torah doesn't specify a shear on a daily basis. It left it to the chum. It's the chum that instituted a pras. But without the chum, even a kezayis is enough, b'dievet. And therefore, since it's kenuk b'dievet inside b'fnim on a daily basis, it's also enough outside on a daily basis. And therefore, Reb Lazar would agree that if you go and makter b'chutz, you're going to be oiver halos chutz 364 days of the year. Except we have one day of the year, 365. I know Jewish calendar, 353, 354, 355. Good. You have Yom Kippur. You hear Yom Kippur, the Torah specifies it's going to be a maloi chofnayim. What's the status now? If you go and do only a kezayis b'chutz, would you be chayv? That's what the Mishnah is talking about. The Brice is talking about on a daily basis, the 364 out of the 365. Then everybody agrees, as long as you go and put a kezayis, since you're yoitza in the base of Mikdash, you're yoitza, not your yoitza, but you're going to be chayiv, the din of halos chutz, outside, because you're doing that template, the exact same amount. So what is our Mishnah talking? Mishnah talking about on Yom Kippur. Oh, on Yom Kippur says the Tanna Kamma, a kezayis is also enough to be over the din of halos chutz. You know why? Because the Tanna Kamma of our Mishnah says we learn pnim mechutz. What means we learn pnim mechutz? That the din of halos chutz bachutz, we learn on Yom Kippur, which is a din of pnimi, where the Torah is brought lefnai v'lefnim in front of the oroin inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. So now, what happens if you were to go and bring it outside, says the Tanna Kamma, I'm not bound by the amount of the chafina, of the maloi chofnav, that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. I'm bound by the daily din of halos chutz. And just like every single day of the year, you all agree, and Reb Lazar also agrees, that throughout the year, 364 days, that if you go and be malek kezayis b'chutz, you're going to be chayv, because if you mala a kezayis bifnim, meaning in the azora, you'll be chayv. So now, not the azora, in the mizbeach haktoiris. So if you're going to do it outside, every day of the year, you're chayv. So even in Yom Kippur, you'll also be chayv. And that's what the Gemara says, we learn pnim mechut. Masha ein ken, Reb Loza says, no. Every day of the year, you only have to go and bring a kezayis because it's only dirabanim, min atoira. There's no shear. The chum give a shear of pras. But b'diavi, you do a kezayis, it's a choch good. That's the gabe, the ketoiris of the whole year. However, the ketoiris of Yom Kippur, poitra chiyakrib es kulon, there you have to go and bring a gan samulei chofnayim to go and be chayv. So that was a teret that Abaye gave. Rava said, that teret doesn't make sense to me. Getting back to our Gemara, Amar Rava, about 10 lines in the bottom. Hashe chutz mechutz lo yalfi rabbanan. Penim mechutz mi boye. Madach, throughout the year, the Chacham don't even equate hilchutz chutz mechutz. What does that mean? We'll see in a moment. So then you're going to tell me that in Yom Kippur we're going to learn penim mechutz. Frey Timora, mahi, what do you mean chutz mechutz? It's anya. Yochel amal apochus mi kezayis koymetz, upochus mi kezayis aymarin. V'amenaseth pochus mi shloishes lugin yayim. Or pochus mi gimel lugin mayim yehechayiv. I would think that throughout the year, a person who puts on less than a kezayis of the kemitzah, or less than a kezayis of aymarin, or less than a kezayis of all those other wonderful things that we enumerated in the Mishnah, I would think you'd be chayiv. Nein. Says in the pasuk, Tamaloyim elasis oisai. You have to have a full kezayis to be oiv. Of course, that's the Tanakama of our Mishnah that said kezayis, kezayis, kezayis. But notice he also throws in the inyan of the shloshes lugin yayim and the shloshes lugin mayim. And Rashi says that these shloshes lugin yayim have in them many more than just one kezayis. And it's true. Normally, the Gemara does not mix and match liquid volume with solid volume. But here our Gemara does mix and match, and therefore the Gemara says, and in three lugan of yain you have at least, let's say, 10 kizaisim. And therefore, pachas mishloishin lugan means if you only had 5 kizaisim, you only had 2 kizaisim. What's the din? I would think, yehechayiv, no, you're potter. Frey to Gemara, why are you potter? 3 lines from the bottom. V'pochis mishloishis lugin de ispahu kama zeisim. They've got to be at least 2, 3, 5, 8 zeisim in pochis mishloishis lugin. Why don't you say that you're chayiv because you put a kezayis of wine, or kezayis volume of wine, or kezayis volume of water on the haloas chutz on the mizbeach outside? So you should be chayiv for that. So Tzimora, v'apochis mishloishes lugin the ispu kamas eisim v'lo yalfi rabbonon chutz mechutz. Just like by the kezayis of the kemitza and the kezayis of the other things that we enumerate, the kezayis of aymarin. So the shir over there is kezayis, and that's the shir b'chutz to be chayiv on halos chutz. Why don't we say the same thing? Legabi the nisachamayim b'hayayin, that the shir should also be a shir kezayis. But you see, we don't. We don't learn one from the other. Is the charaya, if you're not learning chutz mechutz, you're going to go and learn penim mechutz. And therefore, Rava says, Abaye's teretz doesn't work. We're going to come back to Abaye's teretz a little bit later. But Elam, Rava says, I have a brand new pshat. Rava says, we're not going to distinguish between the daily ketoiris that was in the Heichel and the ketoiris of Yom Kippur that was lifnai v'lifnim. That they both have the exact same halacha. What is the halacha? The halacha is b'kezayis. Both according to Rabbanan, and even according to Rabbi Lazar, you only have to put on a kezayis b'chutz, and you're going to be chayv, even on Yom Kippur. Really? So where does Rabbi Lazar require a chiyakrivis kulon, the entire meloi chofnaim, or during the year, the entire pras? Where does that come from? And the Maraviki, according to Kavinu, our Gemara says, shnei chatzoi pras, b'mona, the shita, and the Rashi apparently not goyres that, but it's okay, even you can leave the words in. What he means, kavina, means that it wasn't just that we set it aside, this ketoiris, for purposes of bringing it that day, morning and afternoon. Well, we put it in our special kli, and we said, this kli is now, of course, the kli, we're talking about a kli shares, but apparently it wasn't just putting in the kli shares, it was a mitashtikel hinni muchanam zuman, that they were kliveyan and said, This is the kli that we're using today, from which we will extract in the morning the pras for Baboiker, and the afternoon we're going to take the pras of Keturis in the afternoon. By being koveya it in this mona, they were saying, this is the way we're going to go and do it today. If you look at the top Rashi, we're in the middle of the Rashi, but it's okay, we can start at the top. Because of Reb Lozer kviyusa de mona miltzihi, putting in a kviyus in a mona, in other words, dedicating it and devoting it to today's haktorah by putting it in a special kli, that makes it really special. The hoyu v'nosen shnei chatzoi pras bekli. Shnei chatzoi pras just means that you put the entire pras, and that's why they take out the girsa. Of course, it's a funny girsa shnei chatzoi pras. You put into the kli, and the kli is the kli of the ktoires for the heichel kavei mana. Then now, by putting it inside the kli, you are kaveit. The chaser kolshu, if you're just missing a drop, a lefala, a little teaspoonful, it's possible. We're talking about throughout the year. Throughout the year, we all agree that min ha-toyra, there's no chiyuv. It's only midrabanan that you have the din of pras. But by putting in a special kli and dedicating it, kviyas mana milzi. That's what the machloikis is between the Tanakama and Reb Lozer bar Mishnah. Marzava lav miltzihi. In other words, Reb Lozer holds miltzihi that it's got to be, since you chivei it in kli, you have to go and bring that entire amount. You're missing even a drop. No good bifnim, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv b'chutz, because it's the same template. Masha Enkin, the Tanakama says, no, you can put into a kli, you can say hindi muchan amazuman, as long as you put a kazayis inside your yoitza, and as soon as you do it outside, you're going to be over the din of chutz. Because the Tanakama holds, kviyusa demona lav klumi. So Gemara goes off, so we've answered the stira now, and now we're getting off on a little bit of a tangent, just to develop this thought about the kviyus mona. Omerobah hashtel mandiyoma, kviyusa demona lav klumu, according to the Tanakama, that dismisses the thought of kviyus mona, he doesn't agree with that. So kovah shisha lapar. What happens if the Kohanim set aside six? Now, what are the six we're talking about? Six loygin. Remember, we said yesterday, it says in the bar, chatzia hin yeh la'par, shlisha sahin la'ayil, or revia sahin either la'keves yoyin, or the same thing applies to shemen, but we're talking about nisach hayayin over here. So if initially they set aside for your minchas nisachim six loygin of yayin to pour at the same time that they're bringing the carbon this par, and umoshech mehen, someone took from the six four arba, and that the kriven b'chutz, and he was makter it b'chutz, he'll be chay. We were kaveya shisha inside this kli for the par, but since this man diomer holds the man diomer kibusa demona lav klamo, says gunish mit gunish. Okay, so I put him on a mazel tov. But lamasa, I took out four. Four is a full shear for purposes of an ayah, ruin ayah. Therefore, he happens to be chayiv on halos chutz. And similarly, kovar bol ayil. What happens if the kahanim set aside four because we're going to bring now a carbon ayil? And the moshech ben shloish, and somebody took away the three. The kriven b'chutz, instead of using it inside, he poured it outside. Oi, we put it into a mana. Kviyusa the mana lav klumhu. And since he's taking three, which is the minimum share of the loygan of yayin that you use, in this case for the keves, so if you take it outside, you're a chayiv, you're doing the keves. And of course, the same thing would apply if you started off with a six and you went to three. The Gemara is just kind of just dramatizing it. If you went from six to four, you went from four to three. But what happens if from the three, chasru kolshu, there's only 2.999, I don't have the full three. Sorry, krimachutz, now you're potur, because the minimum share by the yayin, like we had earlier on, is gimel shloishes lugin yayin. Fine. But of course, according to Reb Lozer that says kibusa de mona milzi, if you put away six, you got to go and put six to be over on a los chutz, and so on and so forth. Ravashi Omar. Now, Ravashi is going back to the teret originally that Abaye gave, and on which Rava asked the kasha. Remember, Abaye said whether you'll finan pnim mechutz or not, and then Rava said, no, hasha chutz mechutz le'yal fi rabbanan pnim mechutz mi boya. What was the chutz mi chutz liyal fi rabbanan? The gabi, the solids, we said, that if you're mala from the kmitza, or from the eimer in the shir is a kazayit, but yet if you're menasech from the shloishes lugin yayin, or shloishes lugin mayim, and you did less than that full shir, was pachas mi shloishes. Even though there were 3, 5, 8 kazayim still left, doesn't matter, if it's less than the shloishes lugin yayin, you're potter. Why? Why don't you learn chutz mi chutz? Zogt Ravashi, Ravashi Omen, Nisach Ma'aktorah lo yalfi Rabbanan. Afal gav de chutz mi chutz lo yalfi, but aktorah mi aktorah yalfi. Afal gav de chutz mi pnim. So Ravashi is giving a very, very simple answer to the kasha, and he's saying, don't compare chutz mi chutz to chutz mi pnim. Why don't you compare one to the other? Because you're talking about, number one, different volumes. This is a liquid volume, and this happens to be a solid volume. But perhaps even more fundamentally, Ravashi is saying is, these have a different Torah. These have a different set of rules and regulations. When you're talking about Nisach, the Iker is three Lugan of Yayin. You didn't do three Lugan of Yayin. You did a drop less, only 2.99. Okay, you didn't do it, and therefore you're Potter if you're Male B'chutz or you're Menasech B'chutz, because those are Hilchas Nisach. You're talking about Aktorah. Aktorah doesn't talk about a shear of three Lugan. It shows this shear is a shear of a Kezias. If you put a Kezias up on your makeshift altar outside the base of Mikdash, you're Chayiv. But if you only put a half a Kezias in your Potter, so these are two separate Alochas. You know, Nisach and Aktorah don't mix. So therefore, Rav Ashi Yom Nisach Aktorah lo yalfi Rabban, ava gavde chutz michutz. The Shita takes out the words liyalfi because it's just repeating it. Liyalfi Rabban, ava gavde chutz michutz, liyalfi. Okay. Haktor me haktor, however, is yalfi. What means yalfi? We do learn, at least that's the machloikis between the Chacham and Reb Lazar, the gabi halacha of haktor me haktor. Do I learn the din of pnim mechutz, or do I not learn the din of pnim mechutz? Meaning, just like you have to have on Yom Kippur, bifnim lefnai v'lefnim, you have to have a gansam lech chofnav, do I learn from that, excuse me, do you learn the halacha of bachutz, from Hilchos Bachutz, which means Hilchos Bachutz on your daily basis, how much you do Bachutz, meaning not Lefnai V'Lefnim, but only in the Heichel, you only go and do a Pras, and B'diyevet a Kazayis is enough, and that's the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Tanakhama says, I learned the din of Pnim Mechutz, meaning the din of Yom Kippur, from throughout the whole year, just like the whole year you're going to be Chayiv on a Kazayis every day if you're Malah Bachutz, on Yom Kippur too, even though Yom Kippur has a much larger Lech of Night, because I learned the din of Pnim Mechutz. Masha Enkin or Blazer says, no. Throughout the year, the din is because I is Pidiyevet, because there's no Chiv, there's no Shir Min HaToira. So therefore, Kazayis is good inside, and Kazayis is good outside to be over on the din of Halos Chutz. But in Yom Kippur, where the Torah specifies an amount, you have to do Melech of Night. So you can be Potter, Chiyakrev, as Kulan. The Lashon HaGemara, Afagav, the Chutz B'Pnim, the Shita says that's a mistake, and Rashi is also Mashmitz of mistake. It should say in the Gemara, Pnim Mechutz, like we had yesterday, the din of the Pnimi, meaning of the Yom Kippur, you do Lefnai V'Lefnim. When you learn that shir, Bachutz, from Hilchos Bachutz of Kol Hashana Kula. And with that, we finish this shtickle.
Quick question.
Yes, what's the question?
First of all, on Yom Kippur, we have the Melo Chafnav, it's true, but we also have the regular avodah of Pras v'Shachris, Pras v'Narabayim.
I don't know.
And why are we choosing to say, now we're cutting back and saying, the whole year, Halos Chutz is this amount. But because today, even though we still have that daily kvias of Ketores, mm-hmm. even on Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, what's bothering me is that we've reduced Halah, the Avera of Halos Chutz. You have to basically go into the Beis HaMikdash and take it from a klisharis, as it were.
That's the rubber start.
Right. And it's so he's basically, so someone in Bnei Brak, mm-hmm. in Tel Aviv, mm-hmm. they're never going to be chayav on Halos Chutz because they're never going to, I mean, but you know, they're not going to be able to, they have to go to Yerushalayim. I mean, are we saying Halos Chutz is only, that's why I'm bothered by this.
It's not the same. Not the same Ketores.
Not the same Ketores.
You have a Kezayit somewhere out, and that does it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. How many Ketores?
So let's try to answer one question at a time. Okay. Your first question was, why should we go and learn Pnim Michutz? After all, these are two separate halachas. This is throughout the year, and this is Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur has a different din of Ketores. The reason why you are, shall I say, upset about this Svar of Reb Lazar is because you're going like the Chacham, and the Chacham happens to be the Roiv of the Chacham, and this is the Halacha, like the Tanakhama, not like Reb Lazar. And the Tanakhama is the one that says, a Kazayis is enough. It's Reb Lazar that's Poitim, sorry. Reb Lazar is the one that requires the entire amount. So you on Reb Lazar's side, that where Reb Lazar says that just like throughout the year it's one Kazayis, but Bifnim, it's one Kazayis Bachutz. So on Yom Kippur, since it's Meloi Chafnayim Bifnim, it's got to be Meloi Chafnayim Bachutz. And if you do anything less than that, then you're not over on the din of Chutz. So that's Taka Zeh Shein, that's Rabbi Elazar, and the Chum disagrees. So we have a machlokes whether or not throughout the year we learn from the din of, whether on Yom Kippur we learn from out the din of throughout the year, or do we say no, it's a special din b'fnei atzmai, right? So it's a, that's cool for the machlokes whether or not it makes sense, whether it's logical to go and learn the din of Yom Kippur from throughout the year. The Chum say no, don't learn it throughout the year, and therefore just like the other way around. Just like throughout the year, it's a kazayis enough to be over on Yom Kippur, it's a kazayis enough. Rabbi Lozer says, you know, these are two separate parashiyas of ketoris. This is the ketoris of throughout the year, and this is the ketoris of Yom Kippur, ketoris, and never the twain shall meet. So since you have the template of the full Melech of Naim, you put the chiyakrav is called. So what you're saying is, kufa the machlok is between these two mandiyam. Your second question was the Gabi Rava. Rava is saying that everybody agrees that there's a din of a kezayis, sai throughout the year, and sai on Yom Kippur. And so therefore your yid in Tel Aviv or Bnei Brak that's going chas v'sholom and being makter b'chutz throughout the year, a kezayis of ketoiris, he will be chayiv. According to everybody, even according to Blazer. It says, I'm Mishra Blazer, poitah shakris kulam. Davke in a situation with the kiveya in a special kli, where they said, hini muchanam zuman, I'm putting this kli aside with a full pras, and this is what we're going to use for the ketoiris. Oh, said Belozer, with that type of dedication and preparation and consecration, oh, then if you go and put the entire amount outside, then you'll taka be chayiv. If you only put a kazayis, then you won't be chayiv. It's good. So therefore, your Tel Aviver and your Bnei Braker and your Chayfani, anybody outside Yerushalayim or anybody inside Yerushalayim, if they go and take that kazayis b'chutz throughout the year of Ketores, you'll be chayiv. Reb Lozer said, Achyakrav Skulan, only in that special case where they dedicated in a kli metakviyasman.
That has to be a kezayis that has been inside that he takes it out to be any other kezayis.
Our Gemara has not required that the amount come from the inside. Okay, although normally it does come from the inside, but it doesn't require it. Now we're going to talk about taka coming from the inside. That's going to be an extra kli mar. What's up there?
If we have a yosef, had to start from the inside, because otherwise.
Are you talking about the Rabbi Yossi that put it on the sella and on the oven? Is that what you're referring to?
Maybe it was the Lezer. I'm trying to remember who it was. Whether you had to start from the inside. If you did halah b'chutz, you're in chutz, and so it's already.
You're talking about the first mission in the parish. Okay. You're talking about whether this applies only to kabbanis where we're yishochtim b'chutz, right. Or you're talking about kabbanis and nothing to do with, in other words, yishochtim with them, and then you took a b'chutz, right. Or even if it was b'chutz all along.
But would you have a certain concept that also by the Torah that you had to get you first inside.
All of that is great, but we're not talking about that he was kaveyan and a special mana. Right, we're just talking about he was makdashin and a klisharis, like your normal kmitza. You put him to klisharis. Oh, I was makdashin. Here we're talking about a situation. We're going to talk about that a little bit further down the Yomid as well. But here we're just talking about besides that, or perhaps that was the klisharis that they used. They said, we're putting this ketoris to be makdashit l'shem, this bringing today, the pras in the morning and the pras in the afternoon. And then if you do anything less than that, from that money, take out a kzayis. Oh, I just want to put kzayis b'chutz. To the blazer, you're off the hook because you didn't take that gun for kviyas of the money. Next diklimar, ibailu, chisarn d'chutz, shmei chisarn alav, shmei chisarn. Now what is this all about? If you go back to the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say towards the end? The last two lines. B'kul anshe chosru kol shehu, v'kriva b'chutz is potur. What does this mean? We have over here, l'moshel, the ganze kmitza. And the kmitza, just for example, let's assume it's twice, three kazesim. Probably most times it wasn't, but let's just give that as an arbitrary example. So, how much do you have to put on the mizbeach outside to go and be chayiv? So the Tanakam, you only have to go and put up one kazayis and you're done, finished. From your entire kmitza. Okay. What happens if kulin shechosru koshu, what means chosru koshu, of that entire kmitza, where there was originally the three kazesim, guess what? Part of it fell and was ovud or soruf. If you remember, Reuven yesterday gave an example that the koyin was carrying it outside the Beis Hamikdash and there was a little bit of a wind, a little bit of a draft, and some of it spilled on the floor, and we no longer have that full kemitza of the three kazesim. There's only 2.5. So l'choira, that's Limalav Loy Moira Kuni the Tanakama, because the Tanakama only requires a Kazayas Bachutz. And I have here still 2.5 left, and everything is fine. It couldn't be plus, it has to be everything. Exactly. That's L'choira the Pshat. However, Rashi says that Kulin Shechosru Koshu even going Kuni to the Tanakama, because we're not talking about that the Kmitz is missing, we're talking about that from, well, fine. The kmitza that he's putting on the mizbeach is still going to be that full kezayis. Of the remaining kmitza, since you don't have the entire amount, the kmitza has now become posel. To be a kosher kmitza, to go and bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be sholem v'loy choser. Since its kmitza is now missing something, even the Tanakama would hold, even though you only have to put a kezayis on the mizbeach. That mizbeach outside, that mizbeach hachutz, to be oivin halos chutz. But since it's missing from the original amount of kmitza, it's become posel. Just like it becomes posel biyotze, or posel betumma, or posel belon, or any of those other things that we've spoken about, makes a difference. It's missing, that chisaron posels the whole kmitza, even though to be oivin shchutz chutz, halos chutz, you only have to have one kezayis altogether. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. Now the question is, when the ibud or the loss of that little bit, whatever, does it have to be a chesaron inside the azara, or like Reuven's case that it was lost outside because of the draft or the wind? So you're going to tell me, what difference does it make? It makes a big difference, because since you're transporting the kmitza from inside the Beis HaMikdash to outside the Beis HaMikdash, anyway, you're passeling in it by taking out, it's going to be posel biyotze. So adding to it another psul, that there's a little ibud, that some of it is missing. No! You know, anyway, we have the chesaron of the fact that it's posel bachutz. So now I'm adding a little bit to the further paselis by the fact that it's missing a drop. Maybe the missing drop of our mishnah that patters you from the halos chutz is only if you're missing it from the inside. In other words, when you're still in the Azara, the Kohen took his kmitza, and now someone is taking that kmitza outside before he had a chance to do it. Some of it fell to the ground, got lost, got burned, whatever. Oh, so at that time, when it was still in the Azara, it was pure, it was gewaldic, it was tremendous. Now that it lost a little bit, it became possible even before it went outside. So therefore, it was possible both lifnim, to bring, to pater your requirement of putting the kmitz on the mizbeach, so it paters you from the iser of halos chutz outside. But maybe if you only lost it outside, since it's already possible anyway, because it's possible biyotze, who cares? So a little bit fell away. And that's the Gemara Shaila. Iboilu, chisorn de chutz shmei chisorn, aloi shmei chisorn. Mi amrinam. Kivin de nofak ifsaluhu, since it went outside the azar, anyway it's possible biyotze. So mali chosim, mali yasim, what difference does it make? Nocha bislyo, bislovainiga. It's anyway possible. Oy dilma yoitze de isa be'ena in, till that's be'ena loy. Or maybe when did we say in the Mishnah that you could still be over on the kmitza hapsula based on the fact that it became possible biyotze? If it was only possible biyotze, but otherwise the entire kmitza was intact. However, if it lost a little bit, efshanisht. And therefore says the Gemara, what would be the din? Let's try to bring a raya from Reb Lozer, even though the shayla, of course, is according to the Tanakhama, because according to Reb Lozer, if you're not maktir kulon, anyway, it's gunish mit gunish. It doesn't make a difference whether it's ovud or sorrow for missing or not missing. You got to do the entire amount.
Even if New York City.
Even if, yeah, exactly. Well, every single case of hatzah, of halos chutz, is a case of yoytze, because you started inside and you're bringing it outside. Right? The question that you asked earlier. So Toshima Rabla's appointed Achiakrav is kulan. So what do I see from that? You have to have the kulan, the gansizach, even though it's outside. So Omli Rabba Barav Khanali Abaya. I don't understand you, Abaya. Midr Blazer, Pashit Mar, you're trying to be Poshit Ar Shaila, which is a Shaila Libid Rabbanan, from the Allah of Rablazer. Rablazer always holds. Poshit Yakrav is kulan, has to be the whole amount. So therefore, if it's missing inside, outside, what difference does it make? It has to be the entire kmitzer. Amalei, I'll tell you why I'm bringing a rav from Reb Loza, because befeidu shmi alei minei der rav. I heard from Rav himself. I can't leave the rabban alei der Reb Loza. When the chacham disagree with Reb Loza, ela deisa be'enei. As long as the whole thing is be'en, al b'chsarayin. If it's missing, moidalei. Ah, so in other words, even though the chacham say in our Mishnah kizayis b'chutz your chayiv. But that's when you have the entire kmitza, and of the entire kmitza, I select a kezias full and I put it bachut, and then I'm chayiv. But if I'm missing that original kemitza of the three kezias, I only have 2.9 or 2.5.
Pogum, as it were.
It's pogum, it's basel, and therefore you're going to be potter from being male bachut. And therefore, even though that halacha that you bring from the Mishnah Rav Lozer ad Shiakrav is kulon, says this man diomar Abai was Abai. Yes. The reason why I bring a Rav from Rav Lozer because I heard Bishmei de Rav. He didn't hear from Rav directly. Was
from Rabba, from Rabba Mar.
There's another.
It says the Delphine because Abai was much after Rav passed
away. No, for sure.
So Rav. So it says Mar.
Okay.
It says Mar.
So Chloime de Mar.
Because,
no, I understand. It could theoretically be, when he says Shlishmili Mine, it doesn't mean directly from Rabbah, it means Bishmoy. Okay, let's say Mar, Rabbah is noch besser. I'm surprised if the teacher is making this change in Nusach, why they change it to Mar, they should make it to Rabbah, because...
Well, Rabbah would be easier okay. Change, just add a hey,
exactly.
Not change the
hey, okay, anyway,
you wouldn't change the letter from...
Exactly, alright, Nishkefech. Anyway, Ad Kabli Rabban Rablai de Rablozer, why didn't the Rablozer hold the Rabbanan, that say Kzais is enough, at least when the whole thing is intact. Abichsoren, if it's only 2.9, 2.5, even the Rabbanan agreed to Rebbe Lazar, that you have to have the kulin. Not that you have to makter as kulin, but you have to have the kulin. So isn't this case talking about a situation not only when the chesaron was bifnim, but even if chesaron was bachutz, because the wind blew some of the kmitza away. So let's go and be poisher our shayla that in fact chesaron bechutz shmei chesaron. Aren't we talking about the chesaron bachutz? So we can be poisher our shayla. The chesaron bifnim. This whole discussion that you're talking about is vitamin. That's what it says very famous in the Mishnah. We're not arguing with the Mishnah that if it's missing abisala, a koshu, the kriv bachutz, that it's potter, that everybody agrees to. We're asking whether the halacha also applies if the chesaron was only bachutz, that we haven't addressed. So therefore, you have no rai from Belozer, you have no rai from the Mishnah. I still don't know. Toshima, let's try to bring a rai from a brisa. The kulin shechosru, again, the kezais, what is it? Koshu, right? The test probably says koshu. Thank you. The kulin shechosru koshu, what's the dimikri v'chutz is potter. Lav, the chosru b'chutz, aren't we talking about that it's chosru even b'chutz? Right, the chosru b'fnim. So bottom line is, we have no rai one way or the other, so we are left with an iboya deloy ifshita, if you had a chosru b'chutz, whether or not that patters you from Chorus for Halos Chutz.
According to the Chachamim, who say that only the Kethah is over Halos Chutz,
yeah.
If someone had a Gansa Kmitza and he was Makriv sequentially, several Kazasim.
Mm-hmm. Not all at one time.
Not all at one time. Mm-hmm. But it's all intact, none of it was lost, none of it was burnt.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be Chayiv Chatos for each and every time then, right? Because it'd be multiple actions, multiple instances of Halah. Is that a way to, is that correct?
If there was, each time he found out what he did, it was, in other words...
Halama and a Yediyah, Halama and a Yediyah.
Right, it was a Yediyah bein time. Okay, yes, okay. What you're saying makes a lot of sense.
So each action is a complete crime to Mechayev a Chatas Meshach.
L'chayir, you're right. Zokim Aravaita Makrev Kudishim. Oh, so you remember the final case of the Mishnah was a very interesting case. The person, besides putting the Eimrin b'chutz, and he put the entire Eimrin, no problem, he did a full Eimrin. If that's all that he did, everybody agrees, Kuli Al Moy Yechayev. But in addition to the Eimrin, there was still a piece of meat that was stuck to it, a piece of basar, which the menakir, the triber, should have cut off, but he didn't. So it was attached to it, and he put it b'chutz, you're all tzuchayev. What's the chayr of the chiddush? Freitim amai. Bo'ika chatzitza. If you have that the basar was on the bottom, lying on top of the mizbech, and on top of that were the fats, the aymarin, so isn't that a chatzitza in between the upper and the lower part? Shouldn't I say that in fact he's potter from mala b'chutz because he didn't do a proper halot? There's a chatzitza in between the aymarin and the mizbech, or the cellar. Gemara gives three answers. Easy answer number one, Amishmu b'sha'avchan. In fact, he turned it upside down and he made sure that the aymar on the bottom and the basar was on top. So you have no problem. And then there's no chatzitza. So that's the easy answer. Rabbi Yochanan ma'afila teimish loy hafchan. V'mani Rabbi Shimon idi omar. Afila helu al hasela. Remember, we had that machlokes before, whether it has to dafka be on a makeshift special mizbeach that he built outside the base. I mean, it's l'shem this, the shame bama for purposes of a loss. Chut, said Reb Shimon, it's not necessary. If you just put a cellar, you put an oven, any type of mount, anything which is higher up and you're being malad, it's enough. So since I see Reb Shimon says that the particulars of the shchutei chutz don't have to mamish reflect the mirror image of what's going on inside, because inside obviously you have to have a mizbeach. Here you say you don't need a mizbeach, you only need a cellar. So then the requirements of chatzitza are also, if you will, lightened up or relaxed. So nishkefel se chatzita, it doesn't bother me. I mean, if a seller could be a, if a mizbeach could be a seller, so then an aymerin with a baser can also be aymerin. Nishkefel. That's the second teretz. Rav Omar, Rav gives a very a fundamental teretz, if you will. Min b'mina yein echoitzit. When do you say it's a chatzita? If you were talking about that around the aymerin, he put a piece of cellophane. He put in a plastic bag and he put it on top of the mizbeach. Oh, that's a chatzita. That's not the Aymerin. Between Aymerin and the Basar, that's all from the same cow, or the same isle, the same kevis, whatever. It's all from the same animal. It's considered to be the same men. Therefore, it's not Choytzitz after all, even though Basar is not Roy for the Haktorah, only the Aymerin are. But it's not a Chatzitza, because it's the same family, same Mishpucha, it's not Choytzitz. So you have three answers.
Why are we even saying it's a Chatzitza if it's on the fire and it is burning? I mean, we're not talking about it might be put on. It's on the fire and it's burning.
It's inevitable.
Exactly. It's mechusar zman, as it were. It's a chatzitza, which is because eventually,
it's a little lagged,
the chatzitza will turn to ash, mm-hmm. and powder,
mm-hmm.
and the chatzitza will on its own so, through the force of nature, vanish.
Okay, very nice.
I have a question. So what happened in the middle of the, I made a mistake, and he picked it up and pegged it off. Is he liable or not?
Right. Very good, very good. So on the initial question of the Gemara asked for Ika Chatzitza, so what was the first teretz? A Mishmul Kishahavchan. If he turned it upside down. Let me ask you, if you turn it upside down, the Aymer are directly on the Mizbeach, it just happened to be some Basar on top. Who cares? Yeah. So what's the Kiddush of the Mishnah? Then of course you're going to go and be Chayiv. You put the Aymerin on the Blech, on the fire, on the Maroch, on the Mizbech. Okay, so there's something on top of it. Who cares? What happens if there's a price tag on top? It doesn't matter. The important thing is...
A plumber.
Oh, so if you look at the second Toysis, says, V'chitayma, my kamash malad. So, k'daitach de'ein derech haktorah bekach. Even though you put Takad Aymerin on the bottom, but still, that's not the way that we are makter. We're makter the Aymerin alone, and not the Aymerin with a price tag, or with a plumber, or with cellophane, or with the basar. That's not the derech. So therefore, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So getting back to both of your questions, what the Gemara is telling us is, whether or not you consider this to be a real heavy-duty chatzitza or not, because eventually it's going to melt away, as time, it's all going to be burned. So why don't you say that's enough? But it's not kederech haktorah. That's why I would have thought sutoignish. Therefore, says the Gemara, if you hafchan, then you have no problem because of the fact that you have the aymer on the bottom, as long as you don't have any chatzitza down below. Zok the Mishnah Baita, min chashloi nikmitza vehikrive bachutz your potter. Come to v'chazer, v'koyim tzel l'toicha, v'chazer, koyim tzel l'toicha, v'ikriva v'chutz, is chayim. Well, the Mishnah is telling us, devorim pshutim, but it's really illustrating where to the unintelligent or
uninformed, untrained.
They look exactly the same. In one case is potter, one case is chayim. What are we talking about over here? Every time you have a regular Minchas Yisrael, not a Minchas Koy, Minchas Yisrael, you have to go and take a Kmitza, put the Kmitza on the Mizbeach, and the Shirayim, of course,
Nechol Chan.
Nechol Chan. Very good. What happens over here? A Mincha Shaloi Nikmitza. This was a coin who was a Grisa Frema. And what did he do? He took the entire Mincha, which included, of course, the Kmitza, the Kriva Bachutz, and he was Makri Bachutz. So I would normally say to myself, oh, Yesh Bachlan Masai Man. Ma'adach, if I just put the Kmitza, which is only 5%, 10% of the entire Mincha, I'm going to be Chayv. If I put the whole thing on, I'm going to be Chayv. The answer is your potter. Because the din is, you have to put the kmitz, it's not the derech like you do it inside. To use your famous expression, not the template. The template is to go and put it just the kmitza. You're putting the kmitza mixed in together with all the rest, your potter. However, the same action come to, you did a kmitza first, and then you took the kmitza and returned it into the original mincha, and now you makta the whole thing b'chutz. So to the untrained eye, there's no difference between the resh and the seif. In both cases, they're doing the entire mincha b'chutz on top of that mizbeach. Says our Mishnah, there's a fundamental difference. Because in the case of the Eresha, there was no Kmitza done. So never got that Kedushas Kmitza, which is the Matir, which you have to do inside, you're doing it outside. You never did it because you never separated that Kmitza. However, if you separated the Kmitza and you threw it back in, that's already okay. The fact that you have the additional flour with it together, that doesn't bother us. And it's similar to the case of the person who putting the imran with the basar attached to it. See, he puts kmitza with the rest of the flour attached to it. And that's okay. You're a chayv. Yes, sir.
Is the kmitza like the dam that you have?
It's a matzah. It's very, very, very similar. Very similar. Yes.
If it was mechaz kohen, which is going to be cool kolo, so it wasn't royal kmitza.
Correct.
Would this still apply?
And the answer is no. In fact, if you remember, yesterday in the Gemara, we had this in the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah Tanu. The Gemara, well, we started the Mishnah at the top, and then we had the Gemara in the Amid Beis. Let's go in the Gemara in the Amid Beis. Kif test the Mishnah. Hakoy mitzvah levoyin evak toyris a minchas koy hanim, a minchas koy mashiach, a minchas esachem shikir. Just one kezai is enough, no kmitza. Rabbi Lazar, however, says you have to do the entire thing, the same achlek as we had before. No problem. Back to our Gemara, right after the Mishnah. Freikim of amahai livat li shirayim la koy mitzvah. Why don't you go and say that since in the safe of the Mishnah, you took the kmitza, you put it back in the shirayim. The shirayim overwhelmed right. The koimitz in terms of volume. Maybe it's 5-1, maybe it's 3-1, whatever it is, but it's certainly much, much more than that little kmitza. And you're saying, okay, it's fine, it's go and put it on the... Why don't you go and say it becomes bottle to the shirayim, and therefore it should not be over on the din of halos chut. Am Rav Zeira, nemar haktorah b'koimitz and nemar haktorah b'shirayim. I have a gzeira shofar. What's a gzeira shofar? You have the din of the hikter oisa. You go and come to koyim imenu with like come tzoy, and then hikter he has to put it on the mizbeach. So that's the aktor that you have by the koyimitz. You also have aktor b'shirayim. Now normally shirayim is eaten. There's no haktor. What we mean is the negative haktor, because the pasuk says ki chol saor v'chol devash leisaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. The more darshins kol shimenu leishim harihu b'baal taktiru. Oh, so we're talking about again haktor. This is a negative haktorah that you're not supposed to go and put in the mizbech. But since the Torah uses the same term, haktorah, in both cases, both by the koimitz and by the shirayim, ma haktorah's koimitz ain't koimitz mevatel chaveri. What happens if they're bringing two menoches at the same time? Two kehanim, Yankel and Beryl, hakoin, each one puts his kmitz on the mizbech at the same time as the other. They're both putting it, doesn't have to be a mishnah, you know, but tzimtzum, they're both putting it on the mizbech, and now we have two kmitzes burning at the same time. Why don't I go and say one kmitz is mavat to the other kmitz? No, it's not. Each one does his own thing, and each one has their own kmitz. So just like ein koimitz mavat to chaveroi, hafaktor shirayim and shirayim mavat to koimitz, same thing applies, that the shirayim mavat to koimitz. Now, the koimitz and the koimitz, you're probably thinking to yourself, yeah, but I don't have a roif against a mir. You could have a depending huge koyin who's a seven-footer, and he has a hand, and he, in his kmitza, is double the amount of a koyin who's a shtikla midget, a short fellow. Now, mamash a midget, but you understand. Here's a 5'4" koyin, and this is a 7'4" koyin, so he has his kmitza is double the size of the other one. Just like a kmitza is not mavatal kmitza, so shirayim is also not mavatal kmitza, based on this, Haktor. Next mission.
Maybe
this was
Rabbi Huda.
Maybe you're going back to the Rav that we had, right?
In chutzes.
So now this is a very, very interesting case. As you know, by a korban mincha, we always keep on talking about you have to put the kmitza, because the kmitza is a matir. We don't typically focus on the levoina, but the levoina you also have to put on the mizbeach, and it's also part of the matir. What we're saying is basically that every korban mincha has two matirim. Your regular korban, chatas, oshem, oil, etc., the only matir is zrikas adam. How many zrikas? Will you do lamal or lamata? But the zrikas adam is all that we are concerned with. By a korban mincha, you have two matirim. You have a kmitza that you put on the mizbech, and you have levoina that you put on the mizbech. Okay, what happens if you only put one of the two outside b'chutz? do you go and say that he is chayev or potter? Says the Mishnah, since each one is a matir on its own, although you have to have the two matirim together, but each one is a separate matir. So if you matir, you maktir either the kmitz or the levayin b'chutz, you are chayev according to Tanakam. Reb Lazaroim pointer at Yerakrib es Hasheni. This is presumably the same Reb Lazar as the previous Mishnah that says Yerakrib es Kulan. If you only put on 50%, you don't put the whole thing, then you're going to be potur. So Tanakam holds one of the two is sufficient. Reb Lazar says, no, you have to have the whole kit and caboodle. Okay, machlekes. Echad b'fnin the echad b'chut. What happens if, of these two matirim, one of the matirim you've already brought inside the Beis Hamikdash, for instance, the kmitza you put on the Mizbeach, you were going to go and put the Levoina on, and either that Kohen or somebody else went, snatched the Levoina away, and he went and he was mal'et b'chut, then everybody would agree that you're chayiv. Why? Because the Gemar, the whole thing was done. We had that same concept, if you remember, in yesterday's Mishnah. You have a Gemar from the Ganze Malacha, then you are chayiv, even though b'chut you only put on 50%. But since with this you have now concluded and completed the entire matter, you're chayiv. Oh, this is really just a repeat. We're not talking about a private carbon mincha. We're talking about the lechem upon him. What was matad lech upon him every single Shabbos? The shnei bezich levayna. There are two of them. Two bezich levayna. Sheker bezech mihem b'chutz. When you only put one outside, you're chayv. That's the same like the Tanakhama said. One of the kaimitz levayna, you're chayv. Reb Lazaroim poiter at Yaakov is a shnei. No, you have to go and be makter both of them. Again, just like he said before. Yes, before we said kaimitz levayna, you have to do both bezichim. And again, the same thing. Echad b'fnim, if you put one of the b'zicha levoina, b'fnim, and the azar, and one now b'chutz, you're chayiv, because now you completed the entire matirim, and now you're chayiv according to everybody.
Are they both chayiv?
Who's both?
The one b'fnim that did
it.
Too,
and the b'fnim did it what he was supposed to. The only b'chutz is
the bad guy. The
guy b'fnim did what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to put a b'fnim on the mizbech. He did a great job. In fact, everybody gave him a standing ovation when he finished. It's the guy that went outside. He's the criminal. He's the bad guy. Okay, so do you want to get right away? Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Koimitz maushiyata kenegdoi b'shirayim. Mishashori oy kalusha miklish. Yitzchak Nafcha asks a fascinating question. Since according to Tanakam, we said one of the two is enough to be the matter inside to the extent that you're going to be chayiv outside. To go and eat from the shirayim avad, you have to have both matirim. That's clear. However, if you makter one of them outside, you're not for halos chutz. Oh, so in other words, one out of the two has some pu'ule. It does have some cosmic effect, and that's why you're chayiv. So I have a good idea, says the kohen. You know what? I'm only going to go and bring one of the two matirim inside. I'm only going to put the kmitza on the mizbech or the levayin on the mizbech. And the rest, the shirayim of the mincha, there was twice, 10 ounces, I'm going to split it in half. 5 ounces I'm going to assign and allocate to the kmitza to be the matir, and the other 5 ounces I'm going to go and allocate to the levayin to be the matir. So he's only bringing one of the two inside. Could you be matir half of the shirayim to be able to go and eat? Do you say that since koimitz is only 50% of the matirim, so go and only eat 50% of the shirayim? I'm not going to eat all shirayim. Chas v'shulim. Besides the fact that there's too much cholesterol and carbohydrates and carbs, and then and I'm going to have to go and take injections and have to take Olympic pills or whatever it is. I'm sorry. Anyway, shteinish to the ganze masa. But the important thing is that the Gemara is saying if you did only half, maybe you have a right to eat half. Do you say mishra shari that each one of the two matirim is matir 50%? Or you can look at miklish. No. You have combined the two, but you can't go and separate between the two. Each one of them accomplishes a weakening of, if you will, of the isser of eating it until I bring my matirim. But it's not that it's a full-fledged matir, it only weakens the isser, and it doesn't actually go and separate it 50-50.
It's interesting because when the two bezichei levona, they're not two different substances. They're both levona.
Exactly.
And you could say the same thing. Does each one matir 6 of the 12 loaves?
The chayre, you can ask the same question.
And there it's an even straighter question because you don't have levona superior or komet superior to levona in terms of any you know spiritual quality or anything. Mm-hmm. It's the same substance.
So presumably the mafarshim probably say that the same gemara applies.
It certainly applies if it applies. whatever question applies, it certainly applies to the Bezicha Levona.
It would make sense. Right. What you're saying makes sense. Do it to my leave it in mind. Who does this go according to? This question that was posed by Yisrael Nafcha. We have a bunch of potential Tanoim that were asking Aliba. Aliba, the Rabbi the Mafagel Machutzi Matir. Ooh, we didn't have that yet. What's the Mafagel Machutzi? We did have it. Oh, Baruch Hashem. But we didn't have Mafagel Machutzi Matir by Kmitza and by Levoin.
No, that's a Menachos thing.
A Menachos thing. Oh, so we actually get to Menachos in another couple of weeks, 10 days or so. Right. Good. Anyway, so what does it say about Mafagel Machutzi Matir? As we know, what's the din of pigle? The b'shas hashchita, b'shas the kabbalah sadam, b'shas the halacha sadam, b'shas the zrika sadam. You have in mind chutz lezmani, chutz lemkayim. Good. Now that's of course the gabe behema. Let's talk about menachos now. Menachos we just said now you have both the kmitza and the levain. What happens in b'shas the kmitza? The kohen said we're going to go and eat from the shirayim lemachar. In other words, chutz lezmani. B'shas the levoina, no, I don't say a word. Levoina, I'm quiet or forget. I'm going to eat it properly, halachically, here in the Beis Hamikdash, the way we're perfect. Supposed to.
Is the pickle perfect?
So now the question is, what's this din of pickle? Do you say mafaglam chutzi matir? Since the entire kmitza, from beginning to end, he had in mind chutzuzmani. Do you say that becomes pickle, or do you say no? Since by levoina he didn't say anything, and maybe even said to counteract it, because if you don't say anything, we had a gemara before that the shtika might be viewed as just an extension of the previous continuation. So let's say he made a macha on the levoina, or could be on the second one. The first one he did perfectly, and now the second one he said, "Oh, chutzal mani, chutzal mkayim." So the question is, mafagel b'chutzimat. Reb Meir holds, yes, you can be mafagel b'chutzimat. So therefore, Zok Timore, according to Reb Meir, then avada mishur shari, you see that he splits the two into two separate matirim, and he says, as long as you did a full pigle by one of the matirim, it becomes pigle. So therefore, it would make sense to go and say that if you just brought one of the two, just the kmitza, just the levoina, you can go and split up the shirayim and say, this 50% is mutter, until I bring the levoina, the other 50% is waiting in abeyance for that second matir. So the chayyim, there's no shayla according to the mayor. If you hold mechat, mechat, matir, you can split the two. You can split the two, misha shari, to go and eat half the shirayim. He'll leave it there, but the amri, aim of agli mechutzi matir, freik the yimara, maybe loy misha shari, loy miklish kolish. Why does Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha automatically assume that it accomplishes something? Either that it's a matir, a chutzi matir, either that it's a mishra shari, therefore you can eat the other half, or at least, Mikla Kolish, it weakens the isser. Now, which respect does it weaken the isser? I mean, according to Rabbanan, if you have to go and bring both, and just like Reb Lezer says in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer, Poita Chiyakrav is Hashem, you have to do both. Where is the Miklish Kolish if you only do one? The Chayr, it's nothing until you do both together. So you see the somewhat long Toysis here on the side. Toysis says that, in fact, if you hold Miklish Kolish, is in my Toysis is about halfway down, there's a little bit of a space between Koimitz and Venera, about the same amount of space as between Vayigash and Vayichi, Parshas Ustumehi. Venir the farish, to lavish the Riyabachila Kama, El the Imisha Shari, Palga, if you say that it's Matir Palga, Itach Palga be Surakai. That's for sure. 50% is Mutter, 50% is awesome. The Ochala Loki Kamai Oichel. However, Miklish, if it's Miklish, the Kula Mincha, Loi Loki Klal, then there's no din of Malkis. Aha. So in other words, even though you only brought one of the two Matirim, it's not that it has no effect whatsoever. Mishra Shari would say, yes, it's effective. You can take the entire 10 ounces of shirayim, 5 ounces you can eat, the other 5 ounces you can't eat. And that was the first pshat, Mishra Shari, 50% mutter, 50% asr. The one that holds Klushi Kolish, the entire severity of the isser is lessened, in the sense that, until now, if you're going to eat the shirayim without being makta to the kmitza, with the levoina together, then you get malkis. However, if you only do one of the two, it's lessened. You even iser, but there's no malchus. That being the case, Zok Tinyamara,
once you get 20 malchus instead of 40,
I think it's a great idea. But however, that's not what Taisha says. But getting back to Agmara, how do you automatically jump to conclusions, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, that either Mishra Shari or Klusha Miklish, maybe it's neither of the two, since he holds it's a package deal, the two matir, and you can't be mafagel chutzim matir, so maybe loy misha shari v'loy miklish kulish, gunish. So why does the Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha automatically assume one of the two? So therefore, it's kenishai. El alibi der blaze. It's going to come to the of our Mishnah. Der blaze says that you have to be makter as a shiny pointer until you do both of them. See, he holds that you have to have both. So Gemara, so you're asking according to him that you have to do both. Does one of them effect a mishra shari or klusha miklish? Rablazer for sure holds like the Rabbanan, just like the Rabbanan say, one on its own is gunish, it doesn't become tickle. So one on its own is it's gunish.
It's not matter anything.
It's not matter anything, gunish. So I don't understand what the is shy. It's a mar, chutzi matter, it's maybe it's mishashari, klusha miklish, maybe gunish. So it's going to the Tanakama of our Mishnah. The Tanakama, the Mishnah says, if you do either Kemitza or Levina outside, you're going to go and be Chayiv. Frank Dimara, oh, I see. So then one of them has a pula, it has a legal effect that the person is going to be over on Allah's chutz. Now, if he did it inside the Beis Hamikdash instead of outside the Beis Hamikdash, does it also have a legal effect that it would go and say 50-50, you can be matter 50% of the shrine? Or do you say that at least it's Miklish Kolish, that it lessens the lav on eating the shiraim without the benefit of the full haktar, since you did have their Torah? Maybe it benefits it that you no longer have a din of Malkus, or as you say, 20 out of the 40. Tomorrow, Teiko Tijbi Taretz, we do not have an answer to Yitzchak Nafcha's shaila. Good. Next case. Hazon mitzvahs dam b'chutz. What happens? You didn't do the full amount. You only did some of the blood. You're a chayv. Now, remember, Rashi tells us that when it comes to blood, when you're talking about all of the kabbanis, with the exception of the chatas penimiyas, it says in the Gemara that fil matona achas mehen is fine. Once you go and do what? Akevis is the chatois penimiyas. But the God, they all chatois, not only chatois, your oila and your shlamim and your ashram, any carbon that you bring outside the base. Maybe as long as you do matana achas, your yoitze. Even by the four kronos of the chatas, right. You did be, it's machalik b'sham b'sham. But b'sham holds one is enough as long as you do one. Oh, so the choyre, that's very simple. If you now did a zrikas adam b'chutz, even though a mikzas, you didn't do four zrikas of tishtayim shein arva, you didn't go and do four and kronos on top. All you did one zrika, you're chay. But Rashi says, even by chatois hapnimiyos, where matana achas mihen miakoves, even then you're a chayv. Now why would you be chayv on that? We'll see Mechim the Gemara momentarily. Rav Lozer Oymer, same Rav Lozer, av menasach meyachag, bechag, bachutz is chayv. Same thing with Gabi Nisach, if you did during Yontav, meaning during Sukkis, you went and did a Nisach hamayim bachutz, you're also going to go and be chayv. Rav Nechemi Oymer, shiori adam, shekriva bachutz, you're chayv. We've had this from Nechemi before, yes. And this from Nechemi is referring to the chatois hapenimiyos.
The 48th, number 48.
Exactly right. Even though throughout the whole year we always hold shiori adam, is not ma'ake. It's a mitzvah and it's a shein and you have to do it on the yisoid. You say droimi, you say maravi. You have to do, no question about it. But if you didn't do it, okay. You know, slachti avisi
b'shati,
and if it pours out into the omer, falls on the floor, fine, you're done. Rav Nechemi says on chatois and penimiyos, it's ma'ake. And that's why you have instead of 47, you have 48 altogether, as Barry said a moment ago. So therefore, if that shiori adam, shekriva b'chutz, if you took it outside, that chatois and penimiyos blood, and you did it outside, you take a man, you took the penimiyos, and you did it chitzoinios, then you're going to be chayv, even though normally not. But here, yes, according to Rav Nechemi.
Is he only talking about Yom Kippur? He's talking about throughout.
Luchay is only talking about Yom Kippur.
Just like Rabbi Lezer is saying on Sukkot, he's limiting it just to Yom Kippur.
Yes, if you look on the fourth line of the Rashi, Rashi says the Kesuv Shirayim Ma'akvin. That Shirayim Ma'akvin is talking about on Yom Kippur.
When is Ma'akvin?
Right. Well, maybe tomorrow the Gemara is going to say something different. But at this point, Luchay is Zoyra. Okay, so Gemara gets weiter. Omer Rav, Omer Reb Lozer b'damim. Reb Lozer agrees by damim. What does it mean? He agrees by damim. Even though by chatois hapnimiyos, we're saying every single zrika is ma'akev. So according to Reb Lozer, he should go and say that every zrika is ma'akev b'chutz as well. Why does it say in the beginning of the Mishnah even mitzvah adam b'chutz is chayiv? No, you should have to have the full amount. Reb Lozer. What did Blas say in the previous Mishnah? Rav Poita Chiyakim is Kulan. You should have to have everything. By the Kemitza Levoina, by the Chiyakim is Hashayni. Everything. What's going on? I'll tell you why he decided. Rav Blas, Rav Shimon Oimrin. Mokim Shepasa Akum Maschil. What is this referring to?
Oh, yes.
This is referring to, again, on Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, as you know, you have three different sets of Hazois, Zrikos. You have one inside Lefnai V'Lefnim, Kodesh Kadoshim. Then you have a second one in front of the Kroiches. Then you have the third, and the third, and the fourth. When you get to the Mizbeach HaPanimi, where you have to go and apply to the four corners, and you also have to go and do Atzira Shel Mizbeach. Good. What happens if the Kohen is doing, or the Kohen Gadol is doing a wonderful job, but remember, he's shvach. After all, he's been fasting, he didn't sleep at night, and he's had all these terrible pressures on his head to make sure everything has to be exactly. So, he's already done, Baruch Hashem, all of the Zrikois and the Hazois, Lefnai V'Lefnim, and then after that, as he's taking out the Mizrak full of the dam, unfortunately, it's all spilled out on the ground, and he's already ready to cry now. What do you do at this point? So there's a machloikis. Some of the Tanoim hold that you got to start from scratch. Go and check the brand new, and then you have to do, again, the Hazois of Naiv of Nim and all the rest. Reb Elazar Shimon said, no. Whatever portion that you did was kosher, and it worked, and you only continue in Mokim Shepasak. So therefore, if you did all the Naiv of Nims, and never all the blood spilled out, bring a new carbon, yeah, but you only have to start now from the Parayches. You don't have to start Lefnai V'Lefnim, just Lefnim. Or if you did after the Parayches, and now it's spilled out, you only need the new ones that you can do in the Mizbech. Ah, so I see that Rabbi Elazar also holds that part of the Dam has a legal effect. It makes an impression, so to speak. And so therefore, he would hold it. Just like Lefnim, it helps, and you don't have to go and redo it when the rest of the blood spilled out. So outside, it also helps that if you went and it was Zoyrik B'chutz, you're going to be over on that Zrikas Chutz, even though you didn't do all the Damim, you only did some of the Damim. Now, talking about the Meichag. Now, we didn't mention in our Mishnah what the Shear is. It just says, Manasach Meichag B'chag. Clearly, he requires it on Sukkis, but any amount, Manasach Meichag. Back in the Gemara, when we started off today, we had a Braisa. With that Bryce, said it had to be Shloishes Lugim Mayim, right? The five lines on the bottom. Hamanachach, Pachis, Mishloishes Lugim Yayim. Or Pachis, Mishigim, Yom Mayim. Yechayv, I would think. Kamashulam, it has to be the full three Lugim. But our Mishnah didn't mention anything about three Lugim, just said Manasach Meichag. Okay. Why am I pointing that out? Because that's going to become crucial in the next few lines. Omri Nechem Shimra Menachem Yoitfo'a. How did he get a funny name like Yoitfo'a? Says Rashi, because he lived in a town called Yudfis, and the people that lived in Yudfis are called Yoitfa. Okay, so what Rabbi Yochanan said, B'shem Rav Nachman Yoitfa? Rabbi Elazar b'shitzas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Amra. Rabbi Elazar was going according to his Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva. What's the Rabbi Akiva? Gezot, V'yam Nesach HaMayim D'Araisa. The din of Nesach HaMayim is Min HaTorah. This time it says in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer, how do I know? There's not a word about Nesach HaMayim in the Torah ever. Not a word. However, says Rabbi Akiva, I learned it from if you will, a drasha. What's a drasha? It says unisocheha. Now, we didn't say unisocheha. You have that
Musafen, right?
By the musafen on sukkis that you have every day different lishaynis. So usually it says usir chatas echad milvad oiles atomet umincha v'niska. That's what it usually says. Two of the days, one says unisocheha. There's another day that says v'niskehem. But usually it says v'niska. What do I learn from the unisocheha? Says Rabbi Akiva, what's this double lashon? B'shnei nisuchim, kasam adamer, echad nisach mayim, echad nisach yayim, because on sukkis is a special din. In addition to the regular nisach hayayim, you also have to have the nisach mayim. Okay, so what is Rabbi Yochanan telling us with all of this? What he's telling us is that Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah that says if you're menasach b'chut, you get koreis, he must hold that the din of nisach mayim is min ha-toyrah. Therefore, implicit in what he's saying is that there are other Tanoim that hold that the whole din of Nisach HaMayim B'chag is Dirabbanan. The Rabbanan were the ones that instituted it. Why did they institute it? Because it's soon going to be the Zman Geshem, and therefore we want to be Maratza to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the wine, with the water, so that we can start saying first Mashiach Baruch Amar Degoshem, which we always say at the end of Yom Tov on Shmini Atzeres, we say, first we start a Mashiach Baruch, and shortly thereafter in Eretz Yisrael, the same Talmud of Rochen here in America, in Chutzlar, it's in December. Okay, but bottom line is, Mar doesn't go into that, but the point is that others apparently hold, according to what we're saying now, that it's only Drabban. If it's only Drabbanan, then if you'd be Menasech, the Meichag, outside, you wouldn't get it in of Kares. Kares is only Shayach if you're doing what's Roy, Lovi, Bifnim, and you did it, Bechut, V'al Pesach, Oil Moy, Le'evi'oi. you didn't bring it at Pesach HaYom, you did it outside. Then you'd get the din of karis, but not by a drabban. So l'choyre, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is trying to tell us, that Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Kiva, and that's why Menasseh chayiv l'chutz. Fine. Amar Yishlach Rabbi Yochanan. If that's the makoyr of Rabbi Elazar from the Unisachel, like his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva, so mamish in the same word you have a hekish, the Nisach HaMayim and the Nisach HaYayin. Im alalon shloishes lugin, when it comes to Nisach HaYayin, we know that the minimum is shloishes lugin, because that's by the keves, where it's revias ahin, like keves yoyin, so that's shloishes lugin. So then the din of Nisach HaMayim should also be a minimum of kan, shloishes lugin. But in our mission, where it blows in Meach HaKom, I didn't say anything about three lugin, one lugin, two lugin, a revias, a kezayis, he didn't say anything, just Menasseh Meach HaK B'Chak. So the Choyit, he doesn't learn from Unisachel. Moreover, since you're learning it Nisach HaMayim from Nisach HaYayin, Malalom B'Shayim Moiseh Shana, just like there, it's all 365 days a year, you have the Nisach HaYayin, Afkar B'Shayim Moiseh Shana. Maybe you should go and say that the din of Nisach HaMayim B'chutz should be Chayiv any day of the year.
Right.
You get into Chutz and Pnim B'chutz, Shailas like we had earlier in the Shir. Anyway, the fact that he says it's only on Yotzim, and the fact that he just leaves it open, and he says any amount, doesn't sound like he's learning it from Nisach HaYayin. And the more continues on. Imalon Mishashi Moyeshon, Afkan Shem Yoyeshon Hashona. Reb Lod Rechag Omri said in the Mishnah Dafka on Yontif. So the more Ishtamitzeh. When Reb Menachem Yoyfo'ah said that Reb Loza goes Beshitas Reb Akiva, he's the one that holds Nisach HaMayim D'Araisa. Implying with that that everybody else holds it as Rabbana, he forgot how the Yom Ravasi. Yom Ravasi, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rav Nachunya Isha, Kaz, Beis Chorton, Esra Netiois, Arova Vinisach HaMayim Alocha L'Moish B'Sinai. Everybody else also agrees that it happens to be D'Araisa. They don't learn it from Nusachel. So where does it say in the Torah? It doesn't say in the Torah. It's Alocha L'Moish B'Sinai. And it's one out of three halachas. The other two halachas don't apply to our Gemara. Rashi doesn't even comment on them. Esther Natias is talking about Shemitah year. It says yes. In the Pasuk, Bechorish v'kotzer tishbois, that means that during Shemitah, you're supposed to be shoyves and not do any harisha uptira. Ask the Gemara, during Shemitah, you're not supposed to do anything. What is this from Bechorish v'kotzer tishbois? The Gemara learns from that already prior for one month. Period of a month, for 30 days. Prior to Shemitah year, you're really supposed to abstain from doing that, or refrain from doing this malacha of Chadish and Ketira. Why? Because it'll have a beneficial effect of the growing in the Shemitah year. So that Tishbois is talking already what we would call just like on Shabbos.
Toys of Shabbos.
Toys of Shabbos is Toys of Shmiyas, Toys of Shemitah. Ah, says the halacha of Moshe Sinai, that's talking about regular fields, regular trees, regular growth. And Sinatios means these are small little saplings. These saplings need to be nurtured, and they need to be plowed, they need to be watered, they need to... because otherwise they're going to go bad. For the next 12 months, I'm not going to be able to do anything. I can only take pictures of the Esoteric. I can't do anything with that. So you have Halacha L'Mishnah until Erev Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to till the soil and do whatever you got to preserve and nurture these Esoteric. So that's one thing. What's the din of Arava? The din of Arava is talking about in the base of Migdash. We have a Shana Rabba as a Zeichet to the Zeichel Migdash. What they had all 7 days, they went around the Mizbeach. There's a Machloikis in the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, where they went around with Aravas around the Mizbeach 7 times, or at least one time every single day, or whether they took the Lul Venestrik like we do, and instead, they had long, long aravas that they brought from, I think, Modian or something,
right,
that went from the ground. It was so tall that they hung over the top of the Mizbeach. Right. Wow, can you imagine? Anyway, and then they walked around with the Lul Vanessa, Garum and Rum, the Mizbeach. So this was a din of arava in the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. It doesn't say in the Torah you have to go and take the four minim. It doesn't say anything about aravas, and you walk with them, whether you keep them up. Anyway, that's a Lachal HaMashvi Sinai. And based on that, that's what we have Aishan Rabba to remind us of what happened in the good old days. And though we don't do exactly the same, we certainly don't stand up there of us. Although there is a minig in many communities to take longer of us to remind us of the longer of us that they took in the base of English. And they're usually a little bit more expensive. Well, that's a separate story. But we also go around with the Lul Venasik, around the Mizbeach, around the Bima, Lezecha Mitzvah. Fine. But we see that Nisach HaMayim is Lachal HaMashvi Sinai. Oh, once it's a Lachal HaMashvi Sinai, it's Taka Dia Rice. And that's why you get Karis. And this Lachal HaMashvi Sinai doesn't give us an amount. So that's why even menasach meichag. There's no minimum amount. Theoretically, maybe even a revius or achwais, maybe even less than that. So therefore, no kasha from unasachel, because he learned unasachel, he learned it. So Menachem Yodfa, that assumed automatically the blood is looking like a bekiva, he forgot about this other brisa that says, or that Rav Asi said, that it's in fact a lechem meishasina. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Anybody want to stop over here?
Not at all.
No, of course.
We should
go and learn another daf, right?
That sounds good.
If we hear Shabbos, we would.
If it's my fault, I'm sorry. Tana Rabbanan. Hamenasech shloishes lugin mayim b'chag b'chut chayv. That's consistent with the brisa that we had before. A three full lugin of mayim. He probably learns the unasachel. It's got to be just like, yep. So you have three lugin of mayim b'chut chayv. Shoyin alei. Now Reb Lozer oimer. Imolam l'shem chag your chayv. If the mayim that you're using for the nisach was molam l'shem chag, then your chayv. So it's not clear what Reb Lozer means to say imolam l'shem chag. Does he agree with the Tanakam? It's got to be shloishes lugim. Does he argue with? He say you have to say a yirotzin in advance and say I'm doing it l'shem chag. Do you have to put in a klisharis? I mean, what is Reb Lozer getting at? And the Gemara says my benayu, and Rashi says. Really, it's not my benayu. It's really, what does Rabbi Lazar hold? Is he adding? Is he subtracting? Does he agree? Does he disagree? So the three pshatim in the Gemara. Amar Nachma Yitzchak, be a shir b'mayim kamifugi. The machloikis is whether there is not a minimum shir, but is there a maximum shir? And Rashi learns that according to Tanakama, even though he says menasach shloishes lugin mayim b'chag, if he were to go and pour four or five, or six, you'd also be chayv. Reb Lozer of Shimon says no. Reb Lozer said no.
Yeshul Chamasai Mona, Rashi says.
Exactly. However, not, Rashi, use the expression, yeah,
yeah
exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm sure you're happy with that.
I sure am.
Of course. He just missed, left out your name, but you know, this could,
it,
we have a lot of Shinui Neschois here, so maybe the next edition. Anyway, so that's the Tanakam. Reb Lozer says no. If it's more than what fits in the Kli, then it's no good. What do you mean by that? Rashi says that if you look at the last line of Rashi, which kind of summarizes the whole thing, Rav Lozer holds, Yesh shir lamayim, ve'ein kli shoris mekadshin el haroi lehem. There is a shir lamayim. And therefore, if you go back two lines earlier than that, kidetnan, tzloichish shel zov machzekish loishit lugin, memali meneshiloich, that's what they did. They would take this tzloichis, a beautiful golden container, pitcher, they would go down to the Shiloyach, the Mei Shiloyach, which even today the tour guides will show you where the Mei Shiloyach is, and then you can go and draw the water and put it into that Tzloichis. If you filled it up with more than that, or if you took a Tzloichis which held four or five legumes, you didn't take that one of the three. It's not right. There's a Shir. The Shir is three. And so therefore, if you were to go and do it over the top, so to speak. So it's 3.5 or 3.2 or whatever. No good, no good. So the whole machlokes over here is precision. The Tanakama holds you have to do 3, but if you put on 3.5, 4, 5, it doesn't bother me. There's no yesh b'chlam l'sayim b'na, as you said. The Blav said, no. In molam l'mshem chag, since you took this kli miyuchad, which was used to go and fill up for the nisach hamayim, if you put on too much toignish, you don't say
Yeshua.
No good. That's the first machlekes. Rapapa says, I have a different machlekes. Rapapa omer bekorvu nesochem b'midbar pligi. During the midbar, meaning during the time of Heter HaBavais, did they also practice nesochem of Yayin, and presumably during Yontif also of Mayim? Did they have those nesochem? It's machlekes. Some say nesochem is only inside a Mishkan, inside a Beis HaMikdash, but not outside. And some say no. So this would be the machlok. If you hold that there were Nesachim b'Midbar, so what were the Nesachim b'Midbar? We know that they did not use a Kli Shoreis outside of the Mishkan and outside the Beis HaMikdash. So any Kli that was used, by definition, what is a Kli Chol? You could not go and fill up a Kli Chol and have that same Kedusha of Nesachim like in the Beis HaMikdash, because of the fact that it doesn't have the Kedusha. It's not a Kli Shoreis. And you cannot use a Kli Shoreis outside, you can only use a Kli Shoreis inside. It doesn't become possible, but the point is that it doesn't effect any legal requirements or any sanctity or any consecration, any kedusha. Any
fragility and puzzle with the lina and other
things. No, whole geschäft. Good. So now the question is, since there were no kli sharis b'shas etter abameis, did they bother doing an asachim by using a kli chol? Or they just didn't use anything? Oh, so that's the machlokes here between the Tanakama and Reb Lozer. Tanakama holds that you don't need a special kli. Just like the Nesachim, the times of the Midbar, either he holds that they didn't have Nesachim at all. Yeah, I think that's the preferred Shatawi rationale. There were no Nesachim at all. Since there were no Nesachim at all, they didn't use a Kli at all. They didn't use a Kli. It's three like. Mashenkin, the other man, the Yama, holds that they did use a Kli, and that Kli was a Kli Chol. It was a Kli Chol, so you don't have to have a Kli Miyuchad Lekach. So therefore, to be over on the din of Nisabachut, it doesn't have to, it's, the template is not necessarily only the heter b'fnim inside the Azara. The template could also be what was mutter at the time of the heter abamas.
But there's no halas chutz by the time of heter abamas.
That's true. But b'shas, the isra abamas, when there is a din of halas chutz, we're learning one from the other. And therefore, just like over there, if you hold that there was no kli, then here you don't need a kli either. Reb Lozer Shimon says, we don't learn it from there, and therefore you do have to have a kli, and therefore all he's really telling us is the fact that you have to go and have a kli sharis, to go and do your nisa chamayim, to give you the kedusha for purposes, to be over on the halos chutz. And finally, Ravina Amar, lemeidim nisa chamayim in nisa chayayim pligi. Do you learn nisa chamayim from nisa chayayim? What does that mean? That just like we're talking about, we spoke about whether they did it b'chutz on the time of the heter abamos. So if you go and tell me that the nisach hayayin they did do or they didn't do, what do I learn nisach hamayim from nisach hayayin? According to the Tanakhama says, I do not learn nisach hamayim from nisach hayayin. It makes no difference one with the other. The Blazer says, no, just like by nisach hayayin you're going to have kedushas kli, by nisach hamayim, you also have to kedushas kli, and therefore make sure in Malon L'Shem Chag, if you put it in metak kedusha, metak kli shoris, then you're going to be over if you take it outside. Chut. If you didn't go and be meyachid in a special kli, I by yayin, I don't learn yayin from yayin. Why would one learn one from the other? Not presumably the same machlekes as before. If you learn unisachel, they have the same din, and if you learn it from the Bakas Beis Churtin, that it happens to be Allah Chalamayisha Sina, they don't have to have the same thing. Nisach HaMayim is one thing, Nisach HaYayim is another thing, and never the twain shall meet. So we have three different pshatim, and I'm just giving the machlokes.